With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A huge win for the Constitution is how Missouri's Attorney General describes a court ruling blocking President Biden's student loan debt redistribution scheme.
Judges in Kansas and Missouri ruled Monday, saying the Department of Education cannot help borrowers ease their loan repayment burdens going forward under a rule set to go into effect July 1st. The decisions do not cancel assistance already provided to the borrowers. Jason Walker reporting.
While President Biden remains sequestered at Camp David, prepping for Thursday night's debate, former President Trump remains busy on the campaign trail in addition to doing his debate prep. Also at SRNNews.com, a breakthrough in the case of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. He's been released from an English prison and has reached a plea deal with the U.S. government over his publication online of classified documents.
According to the WikiLeaks website, he has already left prison in the UK, and he is expected to appear at a US district court in the Northern Mariana Islands. It is a US territory in the South Pacific. But just looking at the Department of Justice's letter, the implication is that he is unwilling to return voluntarily to the continental US. And that is because the activist harbors this really deep distrust of the U.S. government.
The BBC's Namia Iqbal says Assange will plead guilty and then be allowed to return home to Australia. China's lunar probe has returned to Earth with rock and soil samples from the little-explored far side of the moon. The Florida Panthers, Stanley Cup champs for the first time in the franchise history, defeating the Edmonton Oilers 2-1. Last night's Game 7. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 37 points, the Nasdaq trading 75 points higher. This is SRN News. It's been a bumpy road for a pro-female bus tour.
The Independent Women's Forum is driving around the country campaigning to keep men out of women's sports. But transgender activists don't like that message, and rather than protest, they have taken to vandalizing the bus. Obscene graffiti has been scrawled on the vehicle at one stop. Eggs were also thrown. The IWF is fighting the Biden administration's efforts to reinterpret Title IX so as to allow men to compete against women. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The alleged rape of a 12-year-old Jewish girl and a suspected anti-Semitic attack has sent shockwaves throughout France. It has also thrust the rash of anti-Semitism in the country to the forefront of campaigning for next month's legislative elections. Anti-Semitism is far from a new issue in French politics, where debate still flares up over the Vichy government's complicity with Hitler during the Second World War. This is SRN News. It's curtains for Alex Jones's InfoWars media platform.
Trustee Christopher Murray filed court documents in Houston on Sunday indicating those plans for the first time publicly. Murray intends to liquidate InfoWars' parent company to help pay the $1.5 billion in lawsuit judgments Jones owes for repeatedly calling the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut a hoax. Relatives of many of the 20 students and six educators killed won defamation lawsuits against Jones in 2022, and he filed for bankruptcy reorganization. A judge recently converted Jones's personal bankruptcy case to a liquidation. Keith Peters reporting.
Lawyers for actor Alec Baldwin say the involuntary manslaughter charge against him in the 2021 death of a cinematographer on a movie set should be tossed out because the gun was damaged during FBI testing. SRNNews.com.